the NFL draft having come and gone, with the team's rookie camp just around the corner, we're here to talk about the state of the Philadelphia Eagles. Nobody better to do that than Howie Roseman putting this roster together. Howie, welcome. How are you feeling?
Dave. Feel good.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
Well, I mean, it's an exhausting weekend for everybody. Whether you're down partying in the parkway or bunkered up here at the NovaCare complex, it is an exhausting weekend.
Let's start with that right there.
Okay.
How about Philadelphia? How about what our city did, what our fans did, what a great representation about what the NFL draft is supposed to be. After every one of our picks, we couldn't wait to get to the TV to see how our fans reacted and just really gave us more energy and more juice as we were going through the draft, which is a long, drawn-out kind of process.
And with the exception of Jim Cramer, I think everybody did a fantastic job.
You know, Jim, you got to give Jim credit, though. He's bringing the juice.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about that.
He just didn't really know the words. I mean, otherwise, Jim did a fantastic job.
To be fair, when Jim came here before the draft, he admitted that he was more nervous than anything he does in his day job. And he gave us a funny example
of
that.
Take the man off script and see what you got. I can't wait till he comes in for training camp. How we have the team, you step back here for a few days, 8 draft picks. As you look at it 2 and 3 and 5 times, how'd the team do?
Well, it's hard to know until you get a couple of years and you get the players here, you get them in our system, you get them in Philadelphia. But when you look at our board, it starts with the first-round pick, and we've seen that. That first-round pick sets the tone for the rest of the draft. And we were targeting Derek Barnett for a long time. We told the story draft night about how in December Joe came into my office, I think it was January actually, after the season, and he said, if Derek Barnett's there at 14, we got to take him, right? And I showed him my little depth chart with the 14th pick with Derek Barnett. Now we're planning on winning that coin toss.
Right.
We had
to
win that coin toss.
Nobody remembers that. 15 to 14 was huge. Yeah.
And so for us, when you think about what he brings to the table and what we want to be, I mean, we want to be a team that builds on lines, and we want to be able to get after the quarterbacks. When we think about how we're going to be successful, how we're going to stop Aaron Rodgers, how we're going to stop Eli Manning, you know, Dak Prescott, all Kirk Cousins, the teams in our division, first, it's about getting pressure. And when you're able to get pressure in Jim's defense with 4 guys, 5 guys, which we believe that we got, you know, now we got him, we got BG, we got Vinny Curry, we got Chris Long, we got Marcus, we got Alex McAllister, who looks great out there, Steven Means, and then inside Fletch and Timmy Jernigan and Bo Allen, and you know, Destiny was on the roster last year, and we went in and drafted Quayle. Like, that's what we want to be about defensively. It starts up front, and then we got to go to the back end, because obviously that's a big part of it as well.
All right, so with Derek, what kind of an adjustment will it be for a 20-year-old kid who was very prolific at the University of Tennessee? But defensive end, it seems like it's a big jump from college to the NFL.
Well, first, you're able to watch him against NFL players when he played at Tennessee. SEC is unbelievable competition. You saw him play against Tunsil. You saw him play against Cam Robinson, to name a few. So you have that. But because of the depth that we have at the defensive end position, he doesn't have to come in and right away be the guy. It allows him to grow, and it takes time to grow in this league.
Okay, Howie, at 43, the Eagles take Sidney Jones. Now, it's been discussed broadly among Eagles fans here this week. Why Sidney? Why so much confidence that he will bounce back from the Achilles tendon injury to be the player he was before the injury?
Well, why Sidney is the first part of that. And Sidney, when we evaluated Sidney, when he came into this draft and we looked at him, he was in consideration for that 14th pick. He was a top 10 player on the board, just like Derek was, at a position of need. Tremendous character, tremendous instincts, ball skills, length, height. Played at a high level competition. You know, when you talk to even the receivers in the Pac-12, going against him was such a challenge. And then you look at it, how we build this team. Well, nothing would be better for us than to get guys who can match up with receivers in our division. When we look at kind of that scenario, we go, will we trade the 43rd pick in the draft for one next year that's, you know, maybe a top 10, top 15 player? And you do that all the time, especially at an important position. So when we talk about the player and the position priority, that was the easy part for us, and that's really our decision. The second part is relying on your doctors, on your training staff, on the history of this injury. And it's a little different because it's not a ligament. It's something that has, that heals and takes time. But when we look back at the players who've had it, and we've had players here who've had it.
Jordan Hicks, Jason Peters, name two.
Right. And their recovery and how they looked, and then his age, we felt like based on what the doctors were telling us, the percentage chance that he would get back to being what he was so high. I mean, this wasn't a 50-50 bet in the second round, that it was worth it. Now, there's no insurance on that. We understand that. But as we're looking, how can we be a Super Bowl quality football team? If you can get a number one corner, that changes what you can do defensively.
And then you come back with another cornerback, with Rasul Douglas, who, it's amazing how he 3 years ago was at Nassau Community College. Now he's in the NFL with a chance to get some playing time.
But you think about the hoops he had to jump through to get where he is right now. And that shows the determination, the character that this guy brings to the table. He's 6'2", he's got tremendous ball skills, he's another one, very instinctive. And we always, who can he match up with? You know, in our division, we got a lot of big receivers. So his ability to be able to do that, to be instinctive, to make plays on the ball, and then the competitiveness, the determination that he brings to the table is really appealing to us.
I am not a draft aficionado, I make that very clear. Never heard of Mac Hollins, never watched him play. It's amazing to me that he, because of broken collarbone, seemed to fall two rounds in the draft. Is that accurate?
Well, it's interesting because when we started this process and we're in August and September, the communication in the building, anytime someone watches a player they get excited about, you know, they're running around and going, you got to watch this guy, Dave, you got to see this guy. And Mac Hollins, for Joe and Andy, was one of those guys like, this guy, this is the alpha dog mentality we need at the wide receiver position. In the air, the ball is his, the speed. Now, he ran a 4.52, I think, but he pulled up those last 10 yards. He didn't even finish it because he had hurt his quad. So he's a 4.4 guy all day. It's 6'4", 210 pounds, tremendous character, comes from a military family, tremendous determination. He's going to get better and better as a receiver, and we think he's got the ability to be a dominant special teamer as well.
It's interesting how, from last year to now, at wide receiver, you add Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, Mac Hollins, Shelton Gibson, and then you add them to Jordan Matthews and Nelson Agholor and DGB, and the competition better be off the charts this summer. I mean, there are guys who are fighting for jobs.
Yeah, it's going to be competitive, and the best guys are going to end up being on this roster. And whoever that is, it doesn't matter what your pedigree is, what your draft round is, the best guys are going to be on the roster. And you just see it out there the first 2 days of phase two, and the guys are on the field, and you see it, and you see the energy from that position. And you know, Coach Groh's done a great job coming here from the Rams and bringing his own energy and putting his own spin on it. So we're really excited to see it. It'll be one of the storylines we look at when we get into training camp.
And let me digress. I know they're not wearing helmets or pads. How do Alshon and Torrey look out there? Give me a little tease.
Well, if you like big receivers who can run routes and have exceptional ball skills, you'll like Alshon.
Okay, I love that.
If you like fast guys who can take the top off the defense, you'll like Torrey.
Okay, all right. Got me. Yeah, that's good. Danelle Pumphrey, I watch him a little bit, you know, when we're on the road and flip on a game from an opposing team, and this little guy is just making people miss and going up the field. That size in the NFL, how do you know he's going to survive?
So this is the reverse of Mac Hollins, because I watched him, and I went to Joe, and I said, every game that he plays, you go, whoa, how do you get out of that trouble? You know, and for him, I love Joe's line. I'm going to steal
it.
Yeah,
right?
He's a big dog in a little dog's body.
Well, no, he was a little dog who thinks he's a big dog. That's what he said.
I like
that's
my
okay.
Line.
Your line's not bad either.
I took it one step.
So he plays like he's a big man. He's got that kind of fearlessness.
At the Senior Bowl, he ran over safety there. He's got tremendous ball skills. He's a really good route runner. He's got this wiggle to him where all of a sudden he darts out and you can't find him. I mean, it's got to be hard if you're a linebacker and you're behind all those big guys, and then all of a sudden you're looking for the guy, you can't find him, you can't see him, and then, oh, he's gone. And the production is off the charts. This isn't just a role player in college. This is a guy who had tremendous production. Obviously, size is the limiting factor. You know, if he was 200 pounds, would he be there at the end of the fourth round? No, definitely not, but the kid's a playmaker. We think he can contribute as a returner, too. He did a really good job at his workout and at the Senior Bowl doing that as well.
Does he move around the offense potentially, Howie? I mean, he was an I back at San Diego State.
For us, that's the conversation we have with coaches, and we had it again with them before the third day started and said, how do you envision his role? And they do have a vision of what the role looks like. And that makes those picks fun for us because it doesn't matter if we like the player and we have a vision of what he looks like. It's got to marry what the coaches feel.
Shoe at the end of the draft for the defense, one that you're moving from safety to linebacker. How do you project that Jerry will go from 218 to 235?
Well, the first part about that is we have to be good on special teams. The way that we want to be built, we want to keep adding talent to that position and getting Coach Phipp, who does an outstanding job mm-hmm. on special teams, but he's only going to be as good as the personnel he has. And so sometimes as you go into the draft and as you're trying to get better as a team, you shortchange that end of it because you're looking for more defined offensive and defensive players. But we committed to Coach Phipp in the offseason that we did not want to take a step back on special teams. And when you talk about Nate and what we feel like he can do for our special teams, that's a big factor. By the same token, when you watch him around the line of scrimmage, when you see him covering a tight end, doing some of the things that linebackers do and safeties, mm-hmm. We felt like, and he had played linebacker before, we felt like it was a natural transition. This draft at linebacker was a little bit shorter than it normally is at that position. And when we looked at him as a guy that we thought had a lot of the traits to eventually develop into a starter, at a minimum could help on third and fourth down in time, we felt like it really fit.
Quayle's in the sixth round, stocky, legs are, you know, the size of Sequoia's.
Right.
How does he fit in here?
He's one of the guys that we had rated higher than that, and as we were waiting for our sixth round pick, just hoping he didn't get off the board, there's a little bit of run of defensive tackle. He's got quickness, athleticism. Now, like you said, you know, a little bit of squattier builds, but unbelievably productive for them. And you saw him in big games. They move him around the defense because of his athleticism, and another guy who just has overcome a lot in his life to get where he is.
Did the draft prove to be as deep as you thought it would be?
Well, it was interesting because at the beginning and the middle, there were some runs on positions. The thing that was interesting, and now we've had 2 years in a row on it, was last year defense tackle. We looked at defense tackle as a position that there would be guys throughout the draft that we would be able to get because of how deep the position was. And when we got into the third day last year, we looked at our board and it was kind of picked over. This year, we felt the same about the running back position. Now, there were guys we liked, and obviously that's why we traded up and made sure we got Pumphrey. But we felt like going into the draft that it would, because of how the draft went last year at the running back position, where at the end of the fourth and the fifth round, a bunch of those guys came off the board, they went earlier this year. And so that's something we probably got to take a minute to look at and say, all right, if there's a position that's got incredible talent, corner was the same way, mm-hmm. are those guys really falling or are people saying, I got to get mine, I got to make sure I get the guy I really like and go from there?
What do you think Eagles fans are concerned with as they think about the Eagles?
The cornerback position and the running back position, you know, understood that, those were positions of incredible depth in this draft, and we wanted to address those, and we did. But by the same token, we also didn't want to force one too early. We wanted to stick to our board, be patient with the process, understand that we're trying to build this thing the right way, and not take any shortcuts by saying, all right, we haven't gotten this position now, so even though that guy's the seventh guy on our board, let's take him over the first guy.
Roster still a work in progress?
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be continual work in progress. We don't play a first game for a long time, and if there's any opportunity for us to improve our football team between now and then, we're going to work at it.
Howie, thanks so much. Rookie camp next week.
Can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait to get them in uniform, and then it doesn't matter where they were drafted. Let's see what they got on the field.
It'll be great.
Howie Roseman, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
In studio, all in Philadelphia, Eagles.com.